you've been thinking about creating your first online course or your next online course, but you don't know where to start when it comes to outlining your content, stick around because today we're going to be walking through the exact steps you need to create your online course outline. If you don't know me, my name is Kayla Droog, and I love helping small business owners create more time and efficiency so they can focus on serving their clients and growing their businesses. So, if you have never outlined an online course before, it can seem really overwhelming. You might just be thinking about all the different things that you want to include, but you don't know what you should start with or what order everything should happen in. So let's start from the very beginning and work through our outline together. The very first thing you need is to know the topic of your online course. If this is something that you haven't quite narrowed down yet, check out the video that I made previously on this topic. Okay, so you know what your online course is going to be about, but how do you start actually creating the outline? So the first thing that you need to know is, what is the outcome of this course? What do I want people to have achieved or learned by the end? And definitely, I would focus on what do you want them to have achieved. Your online course is going to be much more successful if people can come out of it with something tangible that they have accomplished rather than just something that they have learned. So along the way, I encourage you to keep this outcome in mind. What is the tangible thing that you want people to have accomplished by the time they have finished your course? So then it's time to get down to the nitty-gritty. If you start with that outcome, what are all the steps that are required to get them there? So start from the very beginning, assuming that they know maybe very little on this topic, depending on who your audience is, or maybe they know nothing on this topic, or maybe they have done nothing so far to work towards this outcome. Or if you know that your audience will maybe be partway through this process, just think about what their starting point is. And then think about that endpoint, that tangible outcome, and work your way backwards through all the steps that are in between. What needs to happen to get to this outcome? And work your way backwards. Or if you have the type of brain where you would rather start from that beginning point and work your way forwards, that's fine too. Just make sure you're keeping that outcome in mind. So once you have all of your steps outlined, then think about what is required to complete each step. So each step is probably not one single task. It's probably a group of tasks to achieve one thing. So break that down even further. Really think about what the action items are for each step. So again, if you can give people something tangible that they can do at each step, that's going to help them move through the process more quickly and effectively. At this point, you may have a lot of steps and a lot of sub-steps, a lot of action items. So I want you to take stock of everything that you have created so far and ask yourself a very important question. Is all of this necessary for this person to be able to get to this outcome that I originally stated? So you may find that there are things in there that aren't really needed in order to get to this specific outcome. There might be steps that people could skip. There might be steps that are optional. So if you can simplify your course down to the steps that are really necessary to get from this starting point to this outcome, people are more likely to finish your course. They're more likely to find it easily digestible and easy to follow. So make sure that you're not cluttering it up too much with unnecessary things or things that are optional. Now, if you don't want to entirely get rid of some of those things, maybe they're things that apply to some people but not others, you could put these in an optional lesson or module, or you could have them be additional resources or optional steps at the bottom of a lesson so that people still have access to them, but they don't have to complete them in order to move on. So speaking of lessons and modules, it's up to you how many modules you want to organize your course into and then how many lessons you want in each module. So it may be something like each step in that process from your starting point to your outcome is a module, and then the action items within that step are the different lessons. Or you may not need that many modules. Maybe you only need a few modules and the steps are different lessons. Whatever makes the most sense for your specific thing that you are teaching. So I would say try to keep your lessons fairly short. And again, try to include some sort of action or achievement for each lesson as much as possible. And then it's up to you if your modules are going to go in the order of your process, if the order is important, or if you're going to group lessons within a module based on their topic. So maybe everything related to a specific topic is all in one module, and then the next module is everything related to a different topic. Again, whatever makes sense to you and your brain and the information that you are trying to teach. So I hope that this has helped you get clear on how to outline your online course. If you have questions, please let me know down in the comments or feel free to reach out. Don't forget to like and subscribe. If you know someone who would benefit from this video, please share it with them, and I will see you soon.